This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, buddy, here we are, hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. In 1 hour, we'll have Eric Kendricks on for you. Mark Schlereth's coming up at 4:40. We'll have our weekly conversation with Stink as well. Time now for Sounds of Thanksgiving Past. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. A yearly tradition. Let's do this thing. And we got plenty to run through. We'll see how many we can get to here. But we'll start things off with a very level-headed Thanksgiving PSA.
That macaroni and damn cheese. Because you decided to do some bullshit you didn't see off the damn internet. Don't experiment on damn Thanksgiving. Don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Mom, you experiment by your damn self.
With cream cheese before.
Hell, don't try it with us. We don't want that shit. Auntie Karen gave you the damn recipe, but you chose to do shit on your own. Messed that shit up.
Don't be messing stuff up. Don't be experimenting on Thanksgiving. My wife has two tasks for Thanksgiving. I think she's got the green bean casserole and the sweet potato casserole as well. Mm-hmm. She's getting handed two things, and she's already trying to call audibles with the ingredients.
Oh, no.
I said, honey, let's sit down. We need to have a serious conversation here. My mom will be able to tell the difference. She wants it out of a can. If she says out of a can, you go out of a can. You don't start coloring outside the lines here. So that's just a general word from the wise PSA. And I think we all need to, you know, hear that.
Absolutely.
Every year, just to be reminded.
People have an expectation for the exact flavor profile, you know, especially if it's a family recipe or anything like that.
Don't just go by the book on that. Yes.
Yeah. I have a similar situation with my lovely wife, who is an outstanding cook. But sometimes she like tries to add seasonings.
Don't get cute.
Like, I like this, but maybe some of this.
Right.
You know,
no maybes.
Maybe some McCormick's would be nice in here. And I mean, probably not. No, there's a reason it came from the store with cheesy tacos on the label. It's perfect.
Yeah,
he spent millions of dollars coming up with this.
Yeah, man. Don't mess up a good thing on Thanksgiving. No one more synonymous on Thanksgiving than this legend right here.
But we got a turducken, right?
Yeah. This is a turducken right here, where we got, you know what a turducken is? A turducken, this thing here, is a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned chicken, stuffed in a deboned turkey. Cut sideways, and you get a little turkey and a little chicken and a little duck. Now that's there. That's turducken. Then over there, we have the turkey. See, now here's the turkey. We got one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, six legs.
Count them up, baby. Six legs on a turkey?
Pinned him on there, didn't he?
Yeah, he took two extras off, pinned him on there.
Pinned him on.
Does a heck of a job with that.
I always just wondered, how do you debone a duck, you know, and then put it inside of a turkey?
And let alone a chicken.
Right, keep the integrity of the duck.
Is there a technique for that?
Time? There's got to be.
Yeah, no, you could absolutely do that. I'm wondering if you could take it, because I've seen people spatchcock a chicken. So I'm thinking that you could do the same thing with the duck if you could take out the backbone, open it up. And then peel those bones.
Maybe just despined.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You despine it, you open it up, you peel those bones out of there, and then you can roll it back up and then put it in. Yeah.
I've never tried one. I've always wanted to.
Me too, man. Same here. That's like bucket list Thanksgiving stuff right there.
It's honestly the best way, I think. I love deep frying turkeys. I really do. But I think it's the best way to cook everything evenly. You know, when you get a, and you don't need like these people that go out and get 20-pound birds and stuff like that. No, just get two smaller birds. You know, get two smaller turkeys. But the spatchcock way, when you take out that spine and flatten that thing out, and then you can, you know, you pop that wishbone out of there, you can pop some of the joints open. You can lay that thing completely flat and it cooks really evenly. And it cooks actually a little bit quicker.
It does.
Because you're not having to deal with the cavity space and all that stuff.
90 minutes or so. You'll be out of there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, Dawson, are you on bird duty this year? Are you smoking that bad boy?
I am.
Spatchcock style?
Yes, and I think you got to smoke it. Quality of fire is super important, especially with poultry. You want to get that smoke really thin. Do not be billowing out and throw the bird in there. It will be ruined, okay? Yeah. But the meat thermometer, I think, is the key pulling it when the white's 155.
You'll be good to go. Hit that thing.
That's the MVP.
Pull that thing.
A lot of people want to glue guy that thing. That's the MVP of Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Pull that thing at 155. The cook, the heat in the turkey will allow it to go up into the 160 range.
Mm-hmm.
Anything higher than that, you're talking about a dry bird.
Yeah, it happens very quickly.
Yeah, you can't let that thing get out of hand.
Like when I hear people say, "Oh, you know, I don't like turkey that much," it's because you're leaving it in the oven for 4 hours. Yeah.
It speaks volumes. You're telling on yourself.
I'll tell you, if you have the time, and you know we're getting down to a couple of days and all that, if you have the time to brine it, inject it. You can even dry brine it by putting salt on it and putting it in an air dry and let it air dry in the refrigerator. Man, that skin will come up crispy is all. But
that's the dream right there, that skin.
That thing's patted dry. Get that thing as completely dry as you can. But injections or brining is big to help that.
All right, let's see who's next here. I believe it might be Big Jimbo, Bounty Bowl style.
Oh.
Winning, losing ball game, of course, concerns me. What concerns me more than anything else is when you take away from the integrity of the game. I mean, having bounties on opposing players is not the way it's supposed to be done. We were told last night by a coach, and it was confirmed by two different players. There's a $200 bounty on Luis Zendejas, a $500 bounty on Troy Aikman. That takes away from the integrity of the game. And I would have said something to Buddy, but he wouldn't stand on the field long enough. He put his big fat rear end into the dressing room.
Yes. That's what an exclamation point right there from the great Jimmy Johnson during the Bounty Bowl. That's wonderful. And you live for times like that, man. Miss those days, don't you, a little bit?
Oh, there was a lot of good days. Heated between those coaches.
Totally, man.
Those staffs did not like each other.
The unfortunate part about this time of year is it means it is the 5-6 year anniversary of this personal disaster. That's the Jason Garrett press conference, and they'll have more of that. KNC Masterpiece, Pethason, coming up next.
Oh, wow.
Pethason?
Pethason.
Wow.
I had a dyslexic Mike Tyson, I don't know, just disaster of a moment there. And
might have been some homebrew broadcasting.
No, I was in studio, man. I was in studio. No excuses. Can't point the finger. But
what?
It's really, that was a bad, I think that was the same year I botched the mac and cheese as well.
Okay.
It was a bad year.
Did you try and do too much with the mac and cheese? I'm curious.
Yeah. I was trying to do too much with all of it. Yeah, I did. You know, I didn't have that Thanksgiving PSA. Yeah. I'm going, we could probably do more of this cheese. You know, it was
too goopy, didn't you?
Too goopy. It was Goop City over there.
Yeah,
and I was the mayor.
You were fatigued. You were selling the cars. You were working four jobs.
There we go.
You know, raising, I think, at least two babies at that point.
That brings me back to life a little bit. Thank you. That was a tough one, dude. I sat on that one all Thanksgiving weekend long. My mac and cheese is wrong.
Don't give him that one, Dawson.
A TH in Pethason where it didn't belong. It was just a true disaster.
Don't
and unfortunately, Medford will play that drop of me saying Pethason probably 1,000 times tomorrow, and I'll just have to endure.
You at 8 a.m. might hear it at 8 a.m. to start
Yeah,
your
we'll
show.
Be crossing paths tomorrow morning. You're going 7 a.m. with the fellas?
7 a.m. Start up, yeah.
I'll be going 8 a.m. big in honor of Troy Aikman. That was kind of my move this
there
year.
There you go.
Just wanted to honor Troy.
I'll be in here to start our show, basically, at 2 o'clock.
Love it.
Bang out an hour with him.
All right, here's our guy, John Gruden, a very euphemistic football hand turkey he was drawing. Take it away.
It's very important that I start at the rear first. This tail feather gives me speed and precision. And it's these mid feathers you got to be careful with as you go around your Super Bowl ring. You know? But these middle feathers are the brain of the outfit. And this front feather, that points the direction that this hand turkey goes. And here's the head, the most important part of this hand turkey. Look at that Super Bowl ring right there. I'd make him number 37 every year because that was Super Bowl 37. And this turkey gets a smile and a bit of a chucky brow right there. Give him a little wing here in case anybody wants to take a bite out of that. Some legs, little claws that dig into the turf. Is that sweet or what? I can't make a better hand turkey than that. Happy Thanksgiving.
He is just a content machine. I'm seeing his Gruden Grinders videos popping up right now from Barstool on Twitter. He's feeling nicey on some running backs, so maybe we'll have some Gruden sound
hip,
a little bit.
He got his hip done
later
his
next week. Replaced. Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he got his hip replaced, so he's golf swing he feels has gotten better.
Marshawn Lynch, take it away.
What are you doing for Christmas? I got to get to Thanksgiving first. I'm going to give all turkeys back in the hood.
I'm with you. You want me to come?
You will? I appreciate it, though, big dog.
Hang on.
But I'm going to be in the hood giving out turkeys, trying to restore my community.
You go, man. Marshawn Lynch mic'd up, eating his Skittles, and they were blowing a team out so bad, him and Richard Sherman were putting together Thanksgiving plans. Oh, what a time for the Legion of Boom.
Man, the league was a better place when he was in it.
Yeah.
You know, I need him to get a big analyst gig or something.
I love it, dude. Yeah, he does some stuff for Prime Video on those Thursday night games. He's got a podcast, but I don't see clips of it going viral all the time. But I mean, he's hilarious every time.
He's happy just kind of popping in and out of
totally. Yeah.
He does a
free spirit.
He does those funny things where he goes on a trip across the goes on a world.
I love
trip.
The Amish one that he did last year.
That one he went to Scotland. He has a lot of fun doing these things.
Yeah. Zion, this might be an indelicate question, but. What are you eating for Thanksgiving?
He trying to set me up.
No.
No matter what answer I give, social media gonna clown me. So no comment.
I'm sorry. You know what?
It's all love.
He didn't even want to answer that question last year. And you know that reporter was looking for a moment there.
Yeah.
There was no right answer. He handled it well. And I totally get where he was coming from on that.
That's when you know you got a food problem, right? Because you're kind of ashamed of it and you don't want to answer a question. Like your defenses are up as soon as somebody asks you about food. Like this is a neutral, non-threatening question about food to a pro athlete on Thanksgiving week. It's like, whoa, what are we doing here? You talking to me about my weight? You know?
Yeah. He's the poster boy for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's unfortunate.
The poster boy.
It is unfortunate. I think maybe I put him up on a Bo Jackson level as far as great athletes that were just not being able to appreciate enough. I think he should be in the conversation with Luka as like best player in the game right now.
All right, Thanksgiving sounds from the past year. Who's next?
I will eat your ass.
Oh, jeez. How did that slip in? That's a mistake. Okay?
Man, he's everywhere. He's had a big couple of weeks.
Alex Jones, you wild animal. He's up right now. He's feeling good.
Yeah.
No business being a part of this segment. I apologize for that. We got more Grood. Remember the turkey hole, Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Dial it up.
It's the turkey hole. It's the area when the corner rolls up, there's a hole between the safety and the corner. It's not an easy throw. You got to be able to rifle it in there, Sean. And I had a quarterback here in Green Bay who was able to do that at a high level. And now I'm watching. That's right. I'm watching one here, Matt Stafford, who makes a living putting the ball right there in the turkey hole.
That's great.
It's just wonderful.
In between levels.
Had you ever actually heard him say that, or was he was just making crap up?
No, I believe him, but I've never heard him say that one.
Was that the turkey hole between on that ball to McLaurin?
I would say that was the turkey hole. Yeah,
between J. Lou and Josh.
Yeah, that would be right there. Good spot.
They got turkey holed, man. They really did, but they still won the game. So yeah. Take that, Washington. Speaking of Washington, right before the Commanders played the Cowboys all so many years ago when Jay Gruden was their coach, he dialed up he painted a beautiful Thanksgiving picture with the biggest fork you've ever heard of.
Like, my favorite thing is getting a fork, getting a piece of bread, getting a piece of turkey, some gravy, some mashed potatoes, some corn, some sweet potatoes, some green beans, putting them all on the same fork and taking a bite. Mixing them all up together. That's the best.
That's the best, man. I could hear him talk about Thanksgiving all day.
It's like a carving fork he's on there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big fork. Man.
Those were the good old days when Washington let Jay Gruden stay on the job for 7 years.
7 years.
Woo.
Yeah.
Gosh. Almost a Garrett level mistake.
All right. And then we close things down with the Woolly Bully probably 5-6 years ago. This was, this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. COVID broadcasting from his house. He was hammered the night before Thanksgiving. Nosebleed seats. This is a very drunken Wolchuk's Thanksgiving.
I want the canned, disgusting, lubricant, jello-like cranberry sauce, and I'm going to smother it all over the delicious bird that we like to call turkey, and we're going ham, baby. That's my kind of Wolchuk Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Going ham on the turkey.
Thank you, Bully. You're the man. Wow.
A cut that will live in infamy. Thank you, Chia. Follow another stroll down audio from Thanksgiving past is in the books here. Okay, coming up at 4:40, Mark Schlereth. Then at 5 o'clock, the Eric Kendrick Show here on The Fan. Get his thoughts as they are now just 48 hours away from playing the Giants. What are we doing next, Chief?
We have the Woolly Bully Top 10 List of the Day, and it's a choose-your-own-destiny. I have the 10 best Thanksgiving movies of all time or the top 10 worst Thanksgiving foods of all time. You make the call next to The Nation.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If your loved one is in an accident, contact the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online at frankelfirm.com. And in for Zach with an H, the Woolly Bully. Here's Chief with that top 10.
Okay, the most hated Thanksgiving foods as we are now, we're under 48 hours away for most people. Like, what's call time at the Dawson house? Because I think by 1:30, bread will be broken at my place.
I'll head for, somewhere between 1:30 and 2:30. We don't need a lot of time to sit around the table, but, yeah, I think within a couple hours of kickoff and then maybe come back around for a halftime snack, for seconds.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Now, do y'all eat on the couch and kind of take everything in, or are we having a big formal deal there at the dinner table?
There's so many on my mom's side of the family that lives here that it gets a little bit dispersed. Like, a lot of people a bunch of the tables are covered up, but then it'll probably be a handful of people sitting on the couch as well. There's going to be a kids table.
Okay.
Yes, might be two kids tables with the amount of grandkids we got running around these days. So it'll be a jam-packed house. and I'll probably stand and eat while I'm woofing it down.
Now, how high do you have to have the volume on the TV with that many little kids running around? Because I imagine they got it at about a 6 or 7 constant buzz of kid chatter.
Yes.
Right. So
yeah,
you got to have the TV cranked.
You got to have it cranked. You really do. And it's tough because I think it's going to be a little chilly from my understanding outside.
Okay.
So it was like, it was hopeful to just like the kids will be outside for the most part. But if it's going to be super cold, windy day, these kids are going to be inside and it's going to be even more of a disaster. So yeah, we will. Is this a CBS deal? Is this going to be Nance and Romo?
No.
This is Fox?
I believe it's Fox. Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting Tom.
Wait a minute. Is that
Tommy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think
they rotate it every year.
Yeah, I think who do I know? I mean, we haven't seen. Has Tim sent out the thing of who we got this week? I haven't seen that yet.
I've been checked out because Wolchuk's doing the pregame.
It's NFL on Fox, boys.
There it is. Yep. Getting Burkhart and Tom Brady. Maybe you guys get a Thanksgiving Tom Brady sighting on the pregame show. How fun would that be?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So we have the worst, most hated Thanksgiving foods here for you. I actually have 12 of them, according to America. Now, I did want to play this sound. This is Miami Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal. And listen to him just short circuit here. Like he can't even fathom the idea of the questions that's being asked. And it's a very simple, like, favorite Thanksgiving food question. And he's got no idea where to go with it.
On Thanksgiving.
Favorite thing to eat? I don't know, man. I don't know. Gosh. I'll go with picadillo. Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he was scrambling there. It was like he didn't even understand. It didn't register him like Thanksgiving. What is Thanksgiving? Maybe because he's in the heat of a big time ACC championship run right now that he didn't even realize it was Thanksgiving week. But I've never seen someone short circuit like that. Picadillo is fantastic, though. Never had it at my Thanksgiving, but it is 10 out of 10. Fantastic.
A traditional dish in Latin American countries, as well as the Philippines. It's made with ground meat, tomatoes, and raisins, olives, and other ingredients. May vary by region. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
you know?
So I haven't had it maybe the most legit then, because whenever I had it at like Rusty Taco in Denton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the American picadillo? Awesome,
yeah, American picadillo, a little spicy. It's like ground beef. They have like little chunks of potatoes in it.
There we go.
Really, really delicious.
Yeah, it looks good. I didn't know that was a traditional Thanksgiving meal. Maybe it wasn't a big deal growing up in the Cristobal house.
He's a Cuban gentleman through and through. So, I don't know. Maybe they handle Thanksgiving a little bit differently there. But I've never seen or heard somebody short circuit like that. Very simple question. Okay, most hated Thanksgiving foods of all time, 877-881-1053. Now, I would love for Lucius, you give me your most hated, but also what's the outside of the proteins, what's the one can't miss, must have item at the Thanksgiving table, bar none? Like, for me, I would say mashed potatoes. Like, turkey and mashed potatoes, and that's Thanksgiving.
You said the outsides, too, not the proteins.
Yeah, not the proteins, just whatever other item that's just, like, it
Does
has
dressing
to
count? Because the dressing has, like, chicken in it.
Yeah, you know, that counts. Okay. No, that'll count. That'll count.
Sweet potato souffle, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, Joe.
That's bomb, dude. Yeah. Is that with the marshmallow?
Yeah, yeah, there's like nuts in it.
And you wonder, like, is it a dessert? Is it a side? Yeah. I make it a side for me, but you could go either way with
it. I make it a side. It's kind of like yams.
Yeah.
Like candy yams.
No, what's the worst, though?
Anything with raisins.
Okay.
Yeah, don't bring anything with raisins. Put that up. Leave it in the car. Say you left it. Oh, my God, I can't believe I left it.
Yeah, don't need to see any raisins
at
my table.
The only way I want raisins is covered in chocolate. You know, I think they kind of slap at that point.
That's true.
You know, for me, it's stuffing and dressing and anything cranberry related. You know, however you want to prepare that, I'm not going to like it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's anything else that I can think of that I just don't like.
Shocking.
Most of the other things are mid. You know, unless you can just nail some yams, you know, with the right amount of butter and syrup, those can absolutely dominate. Obviously, the perfectly smoked piece of turkey is great. But yeah, you know, for me, like the stuffing and dressing, I don't know what that flavor base is. But when that, you know, hits my taste buds, I'm offended, Brian.
Yeah, you don't like the.
I don't know what's in there. Yeah.
Do you think somebody's using chicken broth on you?
But whoa, you like stuffing and dressing?
I don't.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. It,
dude. See, I'm the complete opposite.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, you should just skip the holiday.
I'm like a
douse
seafood,
me in it.
Seafood dressing guy. So I got something, you know, if
like
you,
crab meat or
crab,
something?
You could put shrimp, you could put crawfish.
You're stuffing that in the bird?
I cook it because I don't think it's safe to cook stuffing inside the bird.
Okay, sanitary reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm not doing it.
Man.
If you're showing up with a clown show that's known as Ambrosia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that made an appearance here on the hated list.
Every once in a while, like the aunt will show up with that Ambrosia because she thinks it's a healthy thing to eat. Yeah, that, go away with that.
Ambrosia was healthy. Ambrosia was number two on the most hated list.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You show up.
I've never even heard of it or seen it.
Deviled eggs. If somebody's showing up with deviled eggs as a side dish, you know, grab some deviled eggs and put it on there. Yeah, that's another clown show. But that Ambrosia, I immediately pass by that, you know. And there's certain things I do like, but all together like that, no.
I think I found what it is. I got to Google this Ambrosia, but they put celery and onions in the stuffing.
That's good, man.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I think that's what throws
me off.
I thought maybe
I'll try it again this year. I don't know if I've tried it for 30 years.
Give it another shot, dude.
Are you worried about it? Does it ever taste dry? Is that your problem?
I wouldn't mind dry. You know that. You know.
Yeah. No, I meant dry like you're eating sawdust.
Oh no! I can barely remember. You know, I just know there was some sort of flavor in there that I instantly was like, no, this is not me.
Might be the only time all year
get
I consume
some
celery.
Too. Yeah,
is in that stuffing.
Yeah.
Let's see. Most hated foods for Thanksgiving.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean that'd be a hated one, Lucius.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay. Yeah, I do love the crunchy, the little onions.
The little
deals.
Onion things. I'll pick out some of those and snack on
really,
them.
Really? Yeah, you need to just cover it up with that. Don't just sprinkle.
So
let's
the fried
like layer
onion,
that thing.
The fried onion pieces?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. It really is what
the
makes the green.
Shoestring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes the whole dish.
Because it's sitting in like a bowl of mayonnaise, right?
What's the white stuff? It's like a chicken. Isn't it like the, what is it, like the chicken
cream
soup?
Of chicken?
Cream of chicken.
Cream of chicken, yeah.
I think it's a cream of chicken thing. I might be wrong.
But some people might go cream of mushroom.
Yeah, or cream of mushroom. There you go. Yeah, either one of those. Yeah. Let's see here. 877-881-1053. Most hated Thanksgiving foods. We have stuffing, sweet potatoes, green bean casserole.
You said most hated?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, most hated. I know. That is crazy. We have deviled eggs being the worst.
Come on, bro.
There you go.
I love throwing them deviled eggs on my plate. Yeah. What time do y'all eat that day? Like, what time do you start?
Yeah, we're kicking off at about 1:30.
I'm talking about, do you eat breakfast?
I don't.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I starve the old pipes out. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Lucius, might have a pregame walk around the neighborhood a little bit, too, just to really get
the mind.
Holler
at the cousins.
Lucius, you heard Eric eats the deviled egg. He scrapes out the filling. He does it, and it needs the rubber part.
A little egg white.
Yeah, just leave it alone, bro.
Yeah. I'm disrespecting.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, I sneaked that. You don't want to be too obvious about it, but.
Do you put that in your hand and just kind of toss it? Or you put it in a napkin?
It's the perfect, just a little single finger scoop out. I mean,
you scoop it out with your finger and then pitch it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
That's right, baby.
What?
We got the glazed ham is the most
hated.
Stand
around and eat.
In the 682.
What? Somebody hates a glazed ham?
You know, I've actually come around more on ham as I've gotten older. I was pretty anti-ham up until maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and now I do respect it. I'll put a piece just for, hey, the pageantry of it all. Let's go ahead and have a little ham here. But it is a take-it-or-leave-it item for me personally.
I kind of feel like the ham as a second, like, protein kind of makes a little bit better sandwich over the turkey sandwich.
There you go. Wow. Okay, that's a take.
Yeah, so if you don't eat all the ham, because you get loaded up on the turkey.
Yep.
The ham sandwich, like at the halftime of this now third game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that you should have an auxiliary.
Ham is amazing, bro, during the holidays.
Auxiliary ham there.
Hogzillery? Is that
hog-zillery.
What you mean? Hogzillery ham?
Hogzillery ham.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hogzillery. No, but that's a good point because the ham sits on bread much better.
Yes.
A turkey, you're going to have pieces falling off.
Yeah.
You're going to have to reassemble that
and
thing while you're consuming
turkey.
It.
Give me a little ham, a little salt to it.
I'm going for the ham first with the turkey. And I gotta have some mashed potatoes on that fork and a macaroni and cheese while I'm eating that ham.
Yes.
It's all stacked on that fork.
Do you think the Pilgrims had an idea what mac and cheese was going to do to us one day?
No, I don't think
it's become part of just like mac and cheese. Immediately, that's part of it.
I think the Native Americans actually gave it to us as revenge for the blankets.
Shout out to that brother that created the mac and cheese.
Yeah, the whiskeys, the whiskey and beads. We messed them over on that.
Yeah. Oh, I like this. Somebody says their wife does a little chopped up jalapenos on the deviled eggs. That might set it off a little bit more. Yeah. America has spoken, though. Outside looking in, most hated is carrots and corn. At number 10, how about mac and cheese making an appearance here? That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Mac and cheese is phenomenal. It belongs anywhere at any time. Macaroni and cheese for breakfast? Sign me up. Thanksgiving? No brainer. Mashed potatoes at number 9 is an absolute joke. That's a total must-have item, and the fact that people don't like it is just a true...
How could you hate that?
It really makes zero sense to me. Number 8, pumpkin pie. I could get on board with this. I don't do the pumpkin stuff. Number 7 is ham. Sorry about that, Lucius.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We got coleslaw at 6.
I don't think I've ever had coleslaw for a Thanksgiving meal. I don't think I ever have. I don't think anybody's ever put that on a plate in front of me.
Stuffing's at number 5, most hated. That's crazy. Yeah. Sweet potatoes at 4. The casserole just is out of this world delicious. The sweet potatoes, I understand you just kind of take them or leave them, I guess. Number 3, the green bean casserole. That's a hot button item right there. Bacon. Polarizing. Number 2 is the ambrosia or whatever.
Yeah, ambrosia. You're bringing that, you're a quitter.
Never even heard of that until today, but it was all over these hated lists.
I've seen it many a day. The aunt brings it, and I'm like, I give it the Heisman.
Number one all-time hated, though, is the cranberry sauce. Congratulations, cranberry.
And if you make it homemade, it's really good.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Did a hell of a job there filling in for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Zach will be back Thursday for both the pre- and post-game show right here on your home of the Cowboys.
Gotcha.
You're a sucker.
All right. When we come back, it is time for Mark Schlereth to join us, NFL insider from Odyssey. And we'll be chatting everything NFL with Stink next year in the G-Bag Nation. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for our weekly conversation with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stink and Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Evening, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing?
Well, got a win. How about that final 5 minutes, man? Were you not entertained? Or?
How about that, right? I mean, is that the craziest game ever? What, 8 minutes left? It was 10-9. It was just insane, all that stuff that went down. But fun game to watch, no question about it.
Yeah. Last 48 hours, we've been going through some of the most unbelievable finishes and the amount of history that we witnessed with the two kickoff returns and everything. It was just incredible. So, you know, we're trying to figure out how much confidence can you take from a game where you got the special teams gifts. But we're getting set to play Washington now, and it just seems like the Giants are a toxic dumpster fire with everything that's gone into this season. What do you think? And then it's Cincinnati, Carolina. Mark, are we still alive?
Yeah, no. I mean, come on. It was 10-9 with 8 minutes left, and that. I mean, it was crazy, no question about it. And look, awesome win, no question. And then Jerry Jones coming out and dangling a carrot like Mike McCarthy. You're playing for you may get re-signed. If I was Mike McCarthy, I'd just come out and basically say, hey, man, listen, I'm not interested in doing any more with the Dallas Cowboys after my contract is up this year. Ooh. That, to me, was such a slap in the face. Like, and I know you get asked the question, right, and so you feel obligated to answer it. Yeah, just don't answer it. I don't know. It just irritates me. The whole handling of the team, the offseason, the lame duck head coach, the whole nine yards, it's just an irritating process. If you're a football fan and if you're a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, no doubt. But now they're getting set for another game in less than 48 hours, and at least they get to be the host. Did you ever play on the road on Thanksgiving? How hard is that on a holiday?
Well, anytime. I mean, anytime you play on a holiday. I never played on Thanksgiving. So anytime you play on a holiday, though, I played on Christmas Eve. It's always tough. And then to play on a holiday on a short week is really tough. And, the bottom line is you really can't. There's not a whole lot of prep that goes into it. That's why they always make them, usually they make them division games, right? Because at least you have familiarity with the team that you're playing against. But the bottom line is it's really a difficult thing. Then to go on the road and to do all those things, I think is a mess. And I will tell you this, one thing that really impressed me about Dallas, they played their asses off, man. They played hard, and they're not a great team, no question about it. But they played exceptionally hard, And I've got Tampa this week, and I watched that debacle. I broke down that debacle between Tampa and the Giants. And, you know, you look at what the Giants did. The Giants came out. Drew Lock was good enough to be your backup quarterback all season long. He gets all the reps as the number two. If your starter goes down in a game, he's the guy that comes in the entirety, 11 games straight. He's your backup. The number three guy takes no number one reps. He doesn't get number two reps. He gets a few scout team reps and throws pat and goes. And now you're telling me that all of a sudden, oh, no, Tommy DeVito knows the offense better? Get out of here with that garbage. And you saw exactly why the New York Giants rolled over in that game. Because you can't look at your coach in the face and go, really, dude? You can't look at your GM. You can't look at the organization. That is an absolute joke. So you saw the tale of two different teams. One played their ass off for the coach. The other one rolled over. The other one quit. And the Giants were an embarrassment. And that's what you're playing on Thursday.
Stink, from your experience after a division win like the Cowboys had, that flight home, like just how fun was that flight home for the Cowboys on Sunday?
Well, it was more fun in my day because, you know, I mean, yeah. they had libations back then. But, no, it's always good to get a win. You know, it's always good, especially after something that went down like that with all the special teams plays and, you know, and the opportunities and you know, playing hard. And there's just something special about getting a win and doing it with a bunch of guys when you know, ultimately you're outmatched, you're on the road. The Commanders have played pretty well this season. They've exceeded expectations. All those things. So it's fun to go home after a victory regardless.
How high are you on the Eagles right now?
Well, I tell you what, like I've been on Detroit all season long. They've been my number one team in the NFL all season long. And boy, I keep watching Philadelphia film and I'm thinking to myself, my Lord, they're pretty freaking good. So, they are physical. They wear you down. They can run the ball. Saquon, in my mind, is the MVP, mostly because I hate the fact that we just give it to quarterbacks every year.
Sure.
Like that and the Heisman. I call it the Hypesman because it's all about the hypes, the hype of quarterbacks. And, like, why do the quarterbacks always – and I understand the position they play, but we just overvalue it to – I mean, it's just is ridiculous. So, to me, Saquon Barkley is the MVP. I'm glad in college football right now it looks like Travis Hunter, although the loss Colorado took to Kansas might hurt a little bit, but I just hate the fact that quarterbacks get all the glory, they get all the money, they get everything anyhow, all the endorsement deals, the good cushy TV jobs. Like, screw the quarterbacks. Let's give a real football player the award. Those guys wear pink jerseys at practice. Do we have to keep rewarding them? They wear pink jerseys and you can't hit them. You can't touch them. Let's stop with this.
Mark Schlereth on fire here, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Hey, Stink, if I could circle back about with the Cowboys and what they did against the Commanders, how impressed were you with the – and you talk about how hard they played. How about the offensive line with a couple of starters, your better starters being out at the guard spots and them kind of being able to handle that front seven with the Commanders?
Yeah, and the Commanders have been playing good on their front seven,
yeah.
And they ran the ball. They came back, the Rico, Dottle?
Yes.
He ran the ball. I think he had almost 90 yards, close to 100 yards. And I'm telling you what, I mean, I was really impressed. And it's amazing what happens. You know, it's so funny because – we have just basically kicked the running game to the curb everywhere, right? And we get sure. So, again, it goes back to the quarterbacks. We're all enamored with quarterbacks and this, that, and the other. But there are certain things that will never go in and out of style, like things that always tell the truth. All right, small children, the running game, being physical, and yoga pants. Three things that always 100% of the time tell the truth. And, like, when you're physical, you run the ball. What it does for protection, what it does for you as an offensive line to be able to set the tone, to be able to change your sets, to be able to, you know, be able to take the, I always say, taking the passive out of pass protection. That stuff is important. And, like, they did that. They committed to it. And look how much better they looked as an offense. It was right. It was pretty cool to watch.
Mark, we can't thank you enough for your insights. We're about to chat with Eric Kendricks here for our weekly. We want to thank you so much, wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and we're already putting in to have you back next year if you don't mind.
Hey, tell Eric the best hair in football, and I love him. He's my boy.
Right on, buddy. Have a great week.
All right, man. Be good.
Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.